Afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kerry speaking.
Hi, Kerry. My name's Joanne Bain. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. You must have ESP. I was literally just reading up on little Mitty Moo's procedure yesterday. I was going to give you a call.
Oh, okay.
How is Mitty Moo going?
Yeah, he is sort of trying to eat on his own. I'm still, like, critical care feeding him. Dr. Brock did say it'd take a while for him to get back to normal.
Yeah.
But what I was calling for, Dr. Brock gave me a list of all of his medications to give him yesterday, but he was already on this medication called Septrin.
Septrin, yep.
Yeah. Do I continue to give that to him? It's just that it's not on that list of medications that Dr. Brock gave me.
Let me just have another. I was halfway through reading his notes here. Okay, he hasn't indicated. Let me pop you on hold and I will just find out for you. Won't be a minute.
Okay.
But he's doing okay apart from that. Like, obviously, is he passing feces okay for you? And
yeah, he's doing really good. He's actually going and eating a lot of those again now where he wasn't. He wouldn't go anywhere near them. So he is going back to actually eating them. And this morning he's eaten like half a celery leaf by himself. Mm-hmm. And some corn husk again. He's staying away from hay. He just doesn't want to eat his hay. And I've given him he's got Timothy and he's got orchard grass and he's got oat and hay. But I was actually saying to my husband this morning, the last few bags that I've gotten, you know how like normally orchard grass hay from Oxbow is like quite soft and like nice and green? Well, this last two bags that I've gotten, it's not like it normally is. It's like sort of on the deader side and like it's still soft, but yeah, not.
Yeah.
It's just hard. And even the Timothy, it's more, this is why I'm wondering whether or not it's been a piece of hay that's created the abscess, because it's been more like, it's more hard. It's not like soft. You know how Timothy hay is kind of softer than you get your head. It's more like the stalk with a few, like a little bit of softness on it. It's not, it's just odd to explain without you seeing it, but you'd be able to feel it. And I actually said to my husband when I actually got it, I'm like, this bag of Timothy is just, it's not soft like it normally is either. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, I'll find out about this, the Septrin, and I'll just pop you on hold and then I won't be a minute there for you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions.
Are you there, Joanne?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, just check with Dr. Brock. He said to stop the Septrin
that's
got
fine.
At home, but continue on with all the other medications
that
you've got. And, and we'll get him, little Mitty Moo back for that reassessment there as well.
Actually, speaking of reassessment, I forgot to book that.
Okay, well, I can definitely do that for you.
I forgot to book that. That was something I was supposed to do yesterday afternoon, but, I totally forgot.
No, that's fine. No, that's okay. Not a problem at all. So they've said 2 weeks. Obviously, if all going well, we'll go back in 2 weeks, but if things deteriorate, then definitely before then.
Okay.
So do you want to make it, because we did it on Tuesday, do you want to make it 2 weeks from yesterday?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. If I can get it later in the afternoon, that would be wonderful.
Later, certainly.
Yeah.
So that's Tuesday the 9th it would be. I can do the last appointment at 4:30 if that suits you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be great. Yep.
Yep, excellent. And obviously if things don't go well, let us know and we'll change that for you as well.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, that's all booked in then for you at 4:30. But okay. It sounds things are going okay. Let us know, obviously, if things do deteriorate.
Yeah, he's actually good. I actually weighed him this morning and he's actually gained 5 grams. So.
Oh, excellent. That's good.
That, to me, is a win. So even though I am, like, critical care feeding him, he's actually gained 5 grams, not lost weight, which I'm really happy with because I was worried because before, like, when I was thinking, he was actually, like, losing weight, and I'm like, oh, God, that's not good. But now, yeah, I weighed him this morning and he's actually gained 5 grams. So, but he is looking at being more interested in his critical care. He just sort of sits there now and he'll kind of take it. I think he's kind of realised, well, I kind of need this, so I'm not going to back away and not eat it. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, well, keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully Mitty Moo starts feeling better soon and starts eating a lot better for you.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'll keep bearing with him. So, but no problems. I'll let you know if there's any issues.
Certainly, not a problem at all.
Thank you so much.
Joanne. See you then. Bye bye.